Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Since somebody brought it to our attention.
They were actually going west for the Super Bowl, not east?
But the premise is it's the same song.
But they got an 18-wheeler in this one.
Yeah, it's the 18-wheelers rolling in this one. So I guess this one's more appropriate since you kind of... Y'all kind of bullied me and took my trip.
Well, because initially, Hugh, but come on, this is bigger than you.
No,
this
but
is
I'm a, just
this
saying.
Is, this is our show trip.
Initially, when you talk about the movie, it was a beer run. And basically, the premise was, you know, like in my mind, it's a Bucky's run. And I was, you know, went to my friend's house, Ike, and was going to ask him to come with me.
To Bucky's.
And we were just going to be, you know, but he was going to be Sally Field and I was going to be Burt Reynolds in this story.
Did he agree to that part of it?
I didn't tell him that. I just said that today on the show.
Well, I think it's Sally Fields. I don't think I creased, but that's just me.
He didn't know that that was the premise because we were going to be riding the car going down the highway to go, you know, and we would just end up in, you know, he's going to end up in Louisiana.
I think it's very appropriate that the song is really about a beer run. I mean, what will this be?
It's straight up a beer run.
This will be a week-long bar trip to New Orleans.
Yeah, basically, that's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, and if the Eagles make it, we're going to try to make this happen. 215-592-9494. All right, your reaction to the win last night. Look, the defense is incredible right now. They're playing at top of the NFL level on the defensive side at all three levels. The running game, I mean, Saquon Barkley has been as good as, if you imagine him being an offensive player of the year, and potential MVP candidate, he's been that. Like, he's lived up to the highest thing he could possibly be as an Eagle so far, and the Eagles have won 6 games in a row. But, as I said in the first segment, like, there's not very much at all to have doubt on with this football team right now. If there is something, it's the pass game, it's the quarterback. Last night he was not very good. He didn't play terribly where I felt like he was going to cost him the game, but he also didn't dominate or play at a very high level. I thought he was a C kind of quarterback last night. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni after the game about Jalen Hurts and how he played.
Jalen Hurts was kind of off. He liked this. Was either holding the ball too long or it's just his timing was off. If there was anything wrong, was just holding the ball too long.
Well, I'll have to look at the tape. It's everybody that contributes to a slow start offensively. It's not just one person. This is a team game. It's always a team game, and it'll always be the team. And so I'll have to go back and look. What I'm proud of the offense, what they did tonight, is that, you know, they found a way. They found a way to continue to put points on the board, and you know, to be able to stretch that game out. Obviously, the defense did a great job of holding a good offense down, but the offense just kept trying. It kept finding a way. We'll look at the tape. We'll see what happened. It wasn't a great start for us. It was ugly, but sometimes those ugly moments turn into, you know, again, part of it's the run game was a little ugly, and it wasn't as clean. But then as the game progresses, I'm just so proud of the guys that they do truly have this dog mentality of like, all right, it's not going good. Well, what are you going to do about it, right? It's just you just all you can do is learn from what happened, sometimes it's hard to learn from what happened within game because you don't know exactly sometimes what happened.
I actually thought that was a good job of long talking by Sirianni because
he was long talking.
That was a question about Hurts, and 20 seconds in, you forgot the question was about Hurts. He's talking about grimy and ugly and run game.
It was strategic long talking.
The filibuster.
I got to watch the tape. Whenever a coach says they have to watch the tape, it usually means they don't really have nice things to say, but they want to see it to make sure.
Yeah, because they want to get the whole picture of what actually was going on and try to figure out, you know, and get inside the quarterback's head and see what he was seeing.
Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick on the Amazon set after the game, he put it a little more succinctly than Nick Sirianni. Here's his thoughts on Hurts.
I just keep thinking about you saying this Eagles team is going to get to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Jalen Hurts tonight, because they won. His stats look okay. He's been playing great statistically. Looks good. Passer rating. I walk out of this game with not a ton of confidence there in the way that he's playing right now. Or even with A.J. Brown, it just felt like there was a disconnect there tonight. There was some frustration with A.J. We didn't get the ball to Devontae a lot. To me, it seems like if there's a team that gets out and scores, that's going to rear its ugly head at some point.
Ryan Fitzpatrick decided to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue last night.
Yeah, he did. And I get it, because he's not the only one. But this is where I guess some of us are, because we got boots on the ground. He ain't got no dog in this fight. He's an analyst, a national analyst.
Yep.
It's a little bit different for us, because we kind of, you know, we got plenty of time. We got Monday to put everybody on the couch. But we want to enjoy our Friday going into the weekend, drinking weekend. You know, we got 3 days of getting it in. So we want to enjoy that. But he's not lying.
Mm-mm.
You know, sitting there in the company that I watch the game with, people are asking what's going on with the quarterback. Like, that's not – like, this is during the game. Like, what's going on with the quarterback? The bottom line is we won. And even with that being said, this was early in the game, and some of the sentiment was, hey, we got time. We won the game. We do a lot of critiquing and nitpicking about this quarterback, which we going to do. That ain't going to change. That's not going to change. But not today. I want to enjoy this Jack Daniels I'm about to crack open once I get off of work at 2 o'clock. I'm going to start early. I want to enjoy my Jack Daniels, and I want to watch Mike Tyson beat up Jake Paul.
Is that – well, we got to get your official prediction.
Yeah, I want to watch – well, it's not – that was not my official prediction, but yeah. You know, I want to watch some nice TV, you know, maybe send some – slide in somebody's DMs later on, you know, talk greasy. And that's it. That, I want to enjoy my Friday. That was too much information.
A little bit. All right, I'll put it this way on Hurts. We're right back to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Wild card weekend in the NFL is Saturday, January 11th through Monday, January 13th, 2025, which by my math gives the Eagles 2 months. They're going to the playoffs.
No doubt.
The only thing I'm concerned about over the next 2 months is injury, right? But they have a great chance to win the division now. Mm-hmm. If they take care of their business, they should be the NFC's champions, and then we'll see where the seeding goes. Even if they're not the one, I think the two is a very attainable thing. Guys, they have 2 months to get Jalen Hurts right. They have 2 months to get Jalen Hurts in the passing game right, because everything else is moving in the exact direction you want it to. The passing game needs to be better to go win the Super Bowl. I don't think he was horrendous last night to where it's like I thought he was going to cost him the game, but he needs to be better. 215-592-9494. Let's react to the game, the excitement of the win, the defense, Saquon, and obviously if you still have that doubt on the passing game and the quarterback. Chuck in Mount Airy is up. Hey, Chuck.
We ride down, loading up and trucking.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yo, Jillio, what's the dealio here?
What's
Chuck.
Up, man?
I'm going to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue, and I'm going to mess up Hugh Douglas this weekend because I'm going to say Jalen Hurts stinks. Okay, I'm happy with the win. I love that we 8-2. You know what I mean? The defense is phenomenal. You know, my hat's off to Vic Fangio. We got an all-pro at every level of the defense. Jalen Carter, Zach Vaughn. I didn't say pro. I said all-pro.
Oh, no, I hear what you're saying, but I'm just like, yeah, I was just thinking to myself out loud on the air.
All pro. I mean, Jalen Carter and Quinyon Mitchell and Zach Vaughn. Every level of the defense, they got all pro. I love this defense, man. Everything is there. I just don't see why this quarterback can't get it together. I mean, the running game is there. The offensive line is massive. They can take over whatever they want to. It's just this quarterback, man. Listen, Washington went out and got Marshawn Lattimore because they couldn't stop a nosebleed. You mean to tell me you couldn't exploit this defense more? You know what I mean? Than what you did? But, I mean, that's neither here nor there. I guess we're going to jump into that a little bit more next week. You know, we did get the win. I'll take it. But in order for us to get to that next level, I've been saying it all year long. I've seen this in the past. You know, with your teams here, you had great defense. And the quarterback didn't get us over the hump because he just wasn't there. We wasn't on the level of that defense, man. I've seen it before. And I just don't want to go back down that rabbit hole, man. I'm telling you. He's going to be the reason why we don't win a Super Bowl, man. You're playing this way. You cannot get in holes like this and not start off fast, man. You got a great defense now. You start off fast, man. Can you imagine how great this defense would be and then the crowd would be in it? Like, it's just he takes the air out of the building, man, when he plays this slow. But I don't want to be negative. I don't, man. I really don't. Because we won it. We 8-2 right now. And I got more confidence in Nick Sirianni than I ever had. I mean, I'm not apologizing, but I do have confidence in this team. And you know, I have something to tell him more. To be able to call plays to fit this offense and fight up this quarterback, it's amazing. It's an amazing job to me, the coordinators are doing. So, I mean, Vic Fangio, too, as well.
Now, they've been great.
If the quarterback can get his act.
Yeah, well, if they do, there's no weakness then. And Chuck, we preached the call. There'd be no weakness. If the pass game gets going to the level we think it should, there's no weakness. I give more credit to last night, Hugh, because that run game, first three quarters, was not anything pretty, right? It was, I think Sirianni called it greasy or grimy or whatever word he used after the game.
Grimy.
It was grimy. The run game was grimy the first quarters. It was a lot of minus two, four, you know, plus four, three. Like, it was like kind of 3 yards in a cloud of dust for 2 hours. But when you have Saquon here, when you have this offensive line, keep hammering it because eventually they're going to break one. In the fourth quarter, after the Eagles made that stop, that fourth down stop, where I thought Quinn should have went for the field goal there to make it 13-12 because it was like a 44-yarder. It wasn't a 60-yarder. But when they didn't get that and the Eagles got the football back, he would have felt like the Commanders' defense, they ran out of gas, and the Eagles' run game just ran it right
deflated.
Down the throat.
And you talk about, like, with the running game, it always pays bigger dividends in the second half. I thought that was smart because you're talking about a team that's on 4 days' rest that played a tough physical game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you saw exactly how that affected them because after a while – those tough sledding holes that they had in the first half, they were wide open in the second half. That's what the run game does to you, man. I remember plenty of times being in games where, you know, we would have, say, like Jerome Bettis.
Mm-hmm.
He'd rush in the first half for 20 yards. He ended up with like 120 yards at the end of the game because the running game is like chopping down a tree. You know, when you make that first chop, you just see a little hole. But if you keep consistently chopping at it, it's going to get bigger, and eventually that tree is going to fall. That's what the running game was for them last night.
That's what it felt like on the two big Saquon touchdown runs. Like, the tree fell down. Like, you watched the Commanders' defense. They gave out. They had nothing left, and the Eagles just finished the game. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, how are we feeling today? 8-2.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm feeling really good because I told you guys last week that I wanted to see what they did. This was a litmus test game to me. You guys just talked about this. I was thinking about it. They stuck with the run game. They didn't give up on it when things weren't going as good as they could have been. And they just kept beating them up and wearing them down. And I'm not really going to get on Jalen right now. I mean, that's nitpicking for next week, I guess. But that defense, I'm ready to say it. This is a defensive football team.
It is. I mean, I think it is by a lot. And I don't think that's a knock on the players they have on offense because AJ's a great player. No. Saquon's a great. But their defense is the driving force of this team now. I'm just so impressed that they. It's not like they just create turnovers or these, you know, weird plays. Like, last night, it felt like the Commanders had three and outs after three and outs. Like, they get them right off the field.
Dude, Jalen Carter, Zach Vaughn. These guys have really stepped up, and it took a few games for Fangio to get them to where they need to be. But, I mean, that's why I don't like to get on people early in their career or early, you know, in the season because it takes a little time to get going. But, man, these guys are just shutting down guys, like, left and right.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, they are. I mean, Jeff, good call. Hugh, if you had said to me before the season, I know you wouldn't believe this because we know where you felt about defense.
Yeah, you know I stood.
Yeah, if you had told me that this would be a top five defense in the NFL, I would have laughed. I mean, like, they were bottom five last year. I don't know if I can ever remember an Eagles defense having this kind of turnaround year over year. Like, you know, sometimes it's like a slow build, right? You draft some players, you get a new coordinator, and it goes from bad to good maybe over like a 2 or 3 year span. They went from bad to really good like that, like in a half a season.
Yeah, and you know what the funny thing about it? They were tested early. Like, when you talk about they were tested in that Green Bay game,
yeah,
when their backs were against the wall and they stood up. And during the course of the weeks that followed, you know, it was, for me, I was like, because, you know, I was thinking about a lot of what they were last year,
mm-hmm,
and a lot of what this offense was supposed to be. But week in and week out, this offense, for lack of a better word to use in this situation, has underachieved for the most part. And this defense has pulled them out of the fire on more than one occasion, which is pretty cool to see. You know, it took me a while to get there. But I see that, you know, what everybody else is seeing right now. I ain't got to say it again. Y'all heard me say it earlier in the day. I ain't got to say it again.
Oh, we have the audio if people need to hear
saying.
It again.
I ain't got to say it again.
Yeah,
but
we'll just replay it.
They are really standing on their ear right now, man. And it's great to see. I could just imagine, especially for like a player like N'Kobe Dean, how different it is when he goes into his neighborhood deli. And now he's probably not paying for a sandwich. Like, he used to go in there and he used to have to pay for that sandwich. He ain't got to pay for that sandwich no more. Oh, no. Hey, N'Kobe, don't worry about it. Or a haircut. You know what I mean? Or get his little beard shaved up or whatever. Yeah, he ain't got to pay for that no more.
Is this your way of trying to get a free beard shave?
Oh, no, no.
I think I'm just going to
I don't know what's about to happen.
You're
going to
clip that? How are you going to get that thing?
I don't know what's about to happen. I'm kind
of. Well, I know what's about to happen. You're about to lose it.
You know what's funny? I was going to call my beard guy today and say, hey, man, I need a trim up. But now I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do because I don't know how much long I'm going to have this thing.
Did you notice your Eagles defensive points allowed tracker guy on Twitter? You notice him? He put up the tweet last night, Hugh.
I didn't have to look. I could imagine with the points that were given up last night that it ain't looking too good for me. Because I think at one point it was like 7.9. They were on average. Didn't that average go down last night?
So the Eagles now have allowed 171 points in 10 games. So that's pretty easy math, right? 17.1 points per game. We're right there, Hugh.
I know. That hurt me last night because I think last week it was 17.9.
So here's the thing. They still have Daniel Jones or whoever the Giants are going to start a quarterback on the schedule. They still got Cooper Rush on the schedule.
Yeah.
Bryce Young on the schedule. You're in trouble, man. I mean, like,
it's one of those things, man, when I looked at, because this was one of the games that I felt like I needed to get points. Now, Dallas, I kind of figured that wasn't
all right, be honest with us.
I wasn't rooting last night.
Tell the truth. 26-10, the game is likely over, no matter what the Commanders do in their final little drive there when Ertz scored the touchdown. Are you rooting for the score? And, Hugh, did you like when they overturned the conversion and gave them the 2 points?
I didn't, because, like, to be totally honest, full disclosure, and, you know, I wouldn't lie to you people. Last night, I wasn't, because last night I was trying to figure out what was going on with the quarterback.
Oh, you were kind of locked into that?
Well, I was kind of locked in because you know, at the half, I'm listening to the game on the way home. I'm listening. And so I'm trying to figure out what is the offense doing? Why are we sputtering?
Yeah.
You know, the way that we are. And the defense was playing well. And then I think we turned the ball over, and that's when Coach Quinn – did the 4th-and-3 thing. Then I got to thinking, this is how my mind worked, y'all, so bear with me. I'm like, we really can't call Coach Sirianni a bubblehead anymore because there's so many different examples of bubblehead calls that we feel in the NFL in the last couple of weeks.
Are you trying to give Kyle ammunition here?
No, I'm not trying to give Kyle ammunition, but
I was right.
I thought Nick coached well last night.
I think he out-coached the coach of the year favorite.
I think about some of the moves that were made, because we killed Coach Sirianni, and I still don't understand it. But when you look at the NFL now, Coach Harbaugh had one a couple weeks ago.
Well, everyone gets one or two a season.
But still, the last couple of weeks, the way we've been killing Coach Sirianni, and I don't know what they're doing in other cities, but I'm wondering if they're asking. I'm pretty sure they're probably killing Coach Quinn. In Washington,
probably
this
are. Yeah, look, I thought Nick did.
Coach Harbaugh, what I say, Coach Harbaugh, Coach Tomlin.
Yeah, I thought
had
Nick,
one.
Nick did a fine job last night. He can't control if the kick. All you can control is the decision, right? And you try to like, was this the right call in the right moment? The Eagles kickers having a tough time right now. But I actually thought the one before the half, that was a debatable one, right? When they were inside the five, and he decided.
I would have went there.
I know you would have. I felt good they put some points on the board. I it made me feel like, all right, they got the zero off the scoreboard. Let's move forward here in the second
it's
half.
Just, I guess to me, in that situation, the risk-reward is, at worst, or at best, if you kick the field goal, you still need a touchdown. Like, you're down 4 points,
sure, sure,
right?
Yeah.
A field goal doesn't do anything. So, best-case scenario, it's a tie ball game.
So, yes, but at that point, let's say they go for the touchdown there, they don't get it before the half, right?
Mm-hmm.
You play the game out similarly. Once you get to that drive in the fourth quarter, the Commanders are up 10-9, mm-hmm. right? Instead of down 12-10. Maybe everything they do is different.
Sure, yeah.
Now, different mentality.
I agree. I just think in the moment, the risk-reward is you need a touchdown regardless if you kick the field goal or if you don't get it. So 0-7 and 3-7 is not that big of a difference. Whereas 7-7 versus 0-7 is a huge difference.
Yeah, well, of course. 215-592-9494. Donald in Chester is up. What's up, Donald?
Donald.
Fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle. Shoot,
What's
up, fellas?
What's going
Donald,
on, man?
What's up, buddy?
I'm good, man. Listen, the first thing I want to say is, listen, I was watching a clipping on YouTube about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
KD was holding an interview, you know, and she was talking about the Commanders because we all know KD is from D.C.
Oh yeah, of course,
right.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. He says I'm afraid of them Eagles. I'm afraid of them Eagles.
He gets it then. He gets it.
Yeah, because he said they starting to get their swag and they getting everything together. And man, after last night, I could understand why he was so afraid of
it. Of course.
But man, it was good to see Nolan Smith get a sack.
Nolan Smith got like, 4 or 5 on the season.
Yeah, now, Donald, I love that. He had the bend had there. So he he didn't take he took a really small angle and he was able to just
3.5
work around. Yeah, yep.
And see, and the thing is about Jaden Daniels, Jaden Daniels is not going to be a bust, and he isn't. He's not going to be a bust. So it was a statement for our defense last night.
Oh, you there's know, no question. That was their best performance. All things considered, they took a team that was averaging down almost 400 yards and almost 30 points, and they held them down the whole game.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that we get the rest. I'm so glad we get this mini bye, and I hope AJ and Hurts can work out some things, you know, and we be all set for the Rams a week from now.
Well, that mini bye is a big thing, yeah, because you know the Eagles had their bye early. This is kind of like that second little mini bye in the middle of the season. It's an important one for sure.
We sure do need it, man. But there's nothing like a strong running game and defense to go with it.
I'm telling you, what's old is new again. Donald, good phone call. It feels like we've traveled back in time. I think it was Chuck a few minutes ago who mentioned like the circa 01, 02 Eagles. This kind of reminds me of that, right? Like, really good defense, a running game, and Donovan was a good quarterback, but Donovan wasn't lighting it up at that point, Hugh. You know, Donovan, 2 years later when T.O. got here, put up huge numbers.
Yeah, it was different.
But you guys won with the run game and defense. That's how you won, and it feels like this team has now kind of made that its formula.
Yeah, but I think that most fans would agree that when you look at this team and the weapons that we have, these games shouldn't be slogs. And I think that's where the frustration is. You know, because when you talk about – because we've seen it. We've seen the body of work of A.J. when A.J.'s on.
Yep.
And we've seen how this offense looks when you get the ball to the receivers. Because, like, five receptions last night for 65 yards, even though they threw for 221 yards, you need more out of that. When I look at this stat line, then I see Dallas Goedert, Devontae Smith, Jahan Dotson, you know, guys like that, you have to get them somewhat involved and make sure that you keep them interested in what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, I mean, they had what, 10 points till the fourth quarter? I mean, like they didn't, the offense, 12 points early in the fourth quarter, they didn't do much. Offensively, passing the ball, Saquon took over and the defense was remarkable. 2-1.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance.
Korean to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Korean for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.